O Lord, open my eyes so I can examine the wonder of your instruction. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church located in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth upon whom Christianity is based. This week's reading comes from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Jesus crossed the lake again, and on the other side a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Jairus, one of the synagogue leaders, came forward. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded with him, "My daughter is about to die. Please come and place your hands on her so that she can be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A swarm of people were following Jesus, crowding in on him. A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a lot under the care of many doctors and had spent everything she had without getting any better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Because she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. She was thinking, "If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed." Her bleeding stopped immediately, and she sensed in her body that her illness had been healed. At that very moment, Jesus recognized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "Don't you see the crowd pressing around against you? You ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus looked around carefully to see who had done it. The woman, full of fear and trembling, came forward. Knowing what had happened to her, she fell down in front of Jesus and told him the whole truth. He responded, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace, healed from your disease." While Jesus was still speaking with her, messengers came from the synagogue leader's house, saying to Jairus, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher anymore?" But Jesus overheard their report and said to the synagogue leader, "Don't be afraid. Just keep trusting." He didn't allow anyone to follow him except Peter, James, and John, James's brother. They came to the synagogue leader's house, and he saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "What's all this commotion and crying about? This child isn't dead. She's only sleeping." They laughed at him, but he threw them all out. Then, taking the child's parents and his disciples with him, he went to the room where the child was. Taking her hand, he said, "Talitha kum," which means, "Young woman, get up." Suddenly, the young woman got up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. They were shocked. He gave them strict orders that no one should know what had happened. Then he told them to give her something to eat. Today's story continues the focus in Mark's Gospel on the various miracles that took place during Jesus' active ministry. This text contains a story nested within another story, a rhetorical technique known as intercalation. Mark's intent in using this technique is to suggest that there's a connection between the two stories, the power of Jesus to bring forth healing and resurrection. This connection is further emphasized in Mark's description of the woman's illness for 12 years and the girl's age of 12. The story of the woman's healing is a powerful description of the place of faith in finding healing. This woman had been through years of pain and suffering due to her illness. Not only had she not found healing after great expense, the nature of her illness very likely made her an outcast in the community as one who was unclean. She desperately wanted to be made well, and in the rabbi from Nazareth, she placed one final hope. That desperation and faith led her to take an immense risk, both in making her way through the crowd as an unclean person and in being so presumptuous as to touch Jesus in search of her healing. Jesus immediately recognized what the woman had done and then commends her for taking the risk which led to her healing. How willing are we to take risks in search of transformation in our lives? Are we willing to face the ire of the crowd to be healed from the emotional, spiritual, and physical things that all of us experience? The healing of Jairus' daughter has a similar dynamic. Jairus, we learn at the beginning of the story, was a leader in the local synagogue. Given Jesus' difficult relationship with the religious leaders of the day, Jairus took a great risk in openly seeking out Jesus to see his daughter. In this story, it is the faith of Jairus that ultimately leads to the healing and resurrection of the little girl. Now, there's much more we could unpack from this text, and I encourage you to pick up a Bible commentary to get a deeper understanding. Yet before we go, I think it's important to take a moment to think about the place of women in the story of Jesus. It was unusual in the writings of that day to feature women as the protagonists and heroes of stories like these. Yet the New Testament stories of Jesus regularly feature women in starring roles, suggesting that women have a special place in Christ's story. Any attempts by church people to minimize the role of women in God's kingdom or to write them out of the story simply don't recognize the importance of women in the story of Jesus, and they must be rejected. Take some time this week to think about the faith of Jairus and the healed woman. Where do you think they found their faith? What does their example say to us today? Glory be to our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.